friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We'll do NFL Rapid Fire here in a second. Before we went to break, though, there was a little bit of news. And on the heels of listening to Mary Kay Cabot at 11 o'clock today from Cleveland.com talking about Andre Schmidt, whether the Browns should hang on to him or not, she had said no, she'd be looking for another kicker. And then this just happened. Jake Moody released from the Niners. So we asked the question.
Do we want him? 216-474-0092. Do we want him? 216-474-0092.
Jeff Phelps.
Yes, with a disclaimer. I want to sign him to the practice squad.
Okay.
He clearly has some things that he needs to work on. Above the neck, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Might be things that he just needs to work on with his technique and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Bring him in. Take a look. Give him an opportunity to get his act together. Get over the idea of getting cut. The guy was a third-round pick, which just screams again why you don't draft kickers. Cade York.
Mm-hmm.
Zane Gonzalez. Austin Seibert. This is why you don't draft kickers. And I would bring him in, sign him to the practice squad, see what he has, see if you can help him. If you can, you might have your kicker. We'll see if they stand with Andre Schmidt.
All right, I know San Francisco players were not happy with him this week. They won anyway. They had players throwing helmets on the sideline over him and what he was able to do. Maybe that's the wake-up call he needs. I got to tell you, I'd rather have Jake Moody in Baltimore this weekend than our current kicker. And the one stat that, you know, I understand field goals are a little bit different, right? And he did miss, he missed, what, 10 last year in 14 games.
He was only 24 or 34.
But look at it.
That's not what you want.
Yeah, but here's the other thing. When a team scores a touchdown, I want 7 on the board every time. A little tired of looking at 6. He's 94 of 96 when it comes to extra points. So bring the Michigan man on. I say sign him. Sign him, because at least you can feel a little bit better when it comes to extra points. I mean, he was 1 for 3 in field goals
this weekend. If you put him on the practice squad, Andy, and give Andre Schmidt one more week, that might be a solution for you. If you're going to move on from Andre Schmidt, are there better options out there? Maybe.
I don't know. I'd put Jake Moody on the active roster this week.
You would.
And put Schmidt on the practice squad if you really want to give him a chance to kind of get adjusted. Moody's got a little bit more experience here, and I think that's why. We can't be losing games because of a kicker.
Shorter kick, never missed an extra point at Michigan.
So do you know what that was?
What?
What the number of his extra point was. Like
148 of 148.
So he was 148 of 148 at Michigan. And he's 94 of 96 in the pros. Give me 7 every time. Ready for a little rapid fire? Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we bring him back.
Hey, Dan.
Ran a few laps, feels pretty good, in shape. Got that little thing that was bothering his neck out of the way. He's off the IR.
It is gone.
He is Dan Menigan. Yes.
We're much better shape on the I can turn both left and right. It's a nice thing.
That's good.
You don't realize how handy it is to be able to use your neck on the both left side and right side until you can't. Well, you brought up kickers. Let's start with kicking. One of the big developments over the weekend. Now, again, this is the hardest rapid fire to do of the season. Reason being,
why?
We will put a giant caveat over everything that is going to be said.
Ah.
It's just 1 week. We know it's just 1 week.
Yep.
We know anything that can be said is going to change in 3 weeks. It's just 1 week.
You can miss the playoffs by one game. So 1 week matters.
Well, yeah, but when you're drawing big conclusions to the team, you can't after 1 week.
Right.
Yeah, well. Every game matters.
Well, that's a fact. But
yes, it is a fact.
We're not talking about standings.
I'm talking about winning one game is very important.
Any sweeping declarations will be made with the caveat that it's just 1 week.
Okay, go ahead, caveat.
Dick caveat. Such as this.
Yes.
What? If anybody didn't get that reference, Andy, they just think you called Dan something nasty.
No, I didn't. I called him a very famous interviewer.
Yeah. Yeah, probably am. Kickoffs this week.
Suck.
Right?
Yeah.
New kickoff rules. We got all that kind of stuff. The NFL dying to try to make fetch happen with these kickoffs. Of 156 kickoffs, 118 of them were returned, 75.6%, the highest rate in a single week in the NFL season since...
When?
2010.
How about that?
2010.
Okay.
So again, with the caveat of, hey, it's just 1 week. Did the NFL maybe finally fix the kickoff, Andy?
I just hate watching it. It didn't matter to me. How many? Just go back to the old kickoff. I'm sorry. The play itself should be a penalty. You're offside on the kick. I'm done. Every person that I've looked to or talked to about watching these games, and when we stand there for the kickoff, they all say, this is horrible. I hate watching this kickoff. So, yeah, maybe they've improved it a little bit. Maybe if we get a run back every once in a while, it might change my mind. But as of right now, I can't stand these kickoffs. They mess with the game too much there, so go back to the... I mean, I understand the injury part of it. I don't... Maybe there's a way to make it so it's a little easier on injuries. I don't know.
Tell you what, it was so much better watching the kicker boom the ball out of the end zone every time and then just spot the ball. That was really exciting.
This is about the same. It felt the same.
It isn't. Well, they're actually returning the kicks now, ain't it?
Yeah, it's actually really boring. I think most people hate it.
It's worse than watching the kicker just kick the ball out of the
end
zone.
Both.
I mean,
bad. They're both.
That was
bad.
Silly. It was an exercise in let's kill time. At least they have a play now.
I don't know. Should they just get rid of the kickoff? Everyone gets the ball 25 and go.
Andy, this is working. Dan just said it's working.
Dan, did it work?
I would ban the kickoff. I'd get rid of it.
Thank you.
You're trying to make fetch happen.
I would not.
I miss the old-fashioned kickoff, but that's me.
I would say do the old-fashioned kickoff at the beginning of the game and then to start the second half, and that's the end of it.
Like the NBA does a tip.
Exactly. Treat it like that.
It's and
like,
overtime.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Beginning of the game, halftime, overtime, kickoffs. Yes. Well, that was probably one of your most Mensa moments on the show.
What are you going to do after? So what are you going to do after a touchdown?
Then? Place you get the ball 25.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Run it down the field. There you go. 25. Let's go. Let's go. More scoring. More action.
We could do what
Speaking
they do.
Of more scoring and more action.
We could
action.
Do JV kicks like they do JV punts in high school. They're phantom. 40 yards every time. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
Jets scored 32 points against the Pittsburgh Steelers over the weekend. Bubba. Lost the game 34-32. But Jets offense. Is this real?
Should be. I think Justin Fields is... I think he has a bad rap. I'm not going to bury him yet as a quarterback. Breece Hall, really nice running back. Braylon Allen, really nice running back. Garrett Wilson, play on my team any day. I think they have some nice skill position talent. And I think they have a chance to have an offense. I really do. Garrett Wilson's better than anybody we have.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I'll give you the Garrett. I don't know. Talk to me week two about
Breece
this.
Breece Hall.
Well, that's why
you guys, sometimes you guys want to you always want to look at this little sliver. I got to see the big picture. Sometimes I don't know where you guys are going with some of this stuff.
Well, let's go to the team they went up against. Steelers put up 34 points. Aaron Rodgers threw 4 touchdowns in this game. He was 22 of 30 for 244 yards.
In his first game with a new team.
Steelers
at the age of 41.
Legit?
How about the line? Did you catch the line? Happy to beat everyone associated with the Jets.
That was a great line by Aaron Rodgers.
That was a great line.
He said, lot of folks over there think I can't play anymore, and it's good to show them different. That was funny. I've always liked watching Aaron Rodgers play. He's so fun to watch at quarterback. I don't really care to, you know, hear some of the things that he talks about otherwise, but that's okay. He's there to play football.
Aaron Rodgers is really fun to watch play quarterback when Aaron Rodgers wants to actually sit in the pocket and throw the ball and not just do, okay, like basically hot potato it like he was doing with the Jets last year, where he was like, I don't want to get hit.
You know, he wasn't even awful with the Jets last year. He just didn't have a whole lot of a team around him either.
Boy, you watch that. He did not want to get hit.
Well, it kind of looked like Ben Roethlisberger
at the tail end of the season.
Yeah, he was coming off a torn Achilles, and he was 40. Now he's a year off of a torn Achilles, which should help, and he's 41. He's still not going to want to get hit, Dan.
Well, nobody wants to get hit, but like, if you watch it, you know what I mean. It's just a load of quick game where it's basically like, how fast can I get the ball out of my hands to make sure that nobody gets near me? And in this game, he actually wanted to sit in the pocket, and he wanted to deliver the ball on time and on target, and he wanted to roll out, and he wanted to go through progressions. He wasn't just being Aaron Rodgers, where he's just like, and hike, throw! That's what I mean.
I think the Steelers have a chance to have a legit offense.
Somebody thought the Steelers are the best team in the North.
Always been a DK Metcalf fan. They didn't really use their first or their running back pick. I think it was a third round pick, Caleb Johnson out of Iowa. And so there's a weapon that they haven't touched yet through week one.
I don't want to play Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh the week after going to London. That game scares me.
Yeah,
sorry.
No choice.
I hate it. Can't stand it. Is that it? We're done? Wow, man. Boom. That was fast rapid fire. Jake Moody. Cut. Released. See you later, San Francisco. Should the Browns bring him in? What a question. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.